good afternoon, and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch on this Tuesday afternoon, as we do on Tuesdays throughout the fall and winter sports seasons here at Northwest Missouri State. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Tritton. And Matt, got another big show coming up, as a lot of things took place this past weekend, a lot of things coming up this upcoming weekend for Northwest sports teams.
That's very accurate, John. A lot of teams going on the road and taking care of business. You think about Northwest Missouri State Volleyball, one at home and one on the road, Pitt and Southern there. They swept right through that. They've won five straight. Soccer going 1-1 on the weekend as well. Northwest Missouri State Football going down to UCO, always a tough place to play. Tough loss there. Chance to bounce back this weekend at home against Missouri Western. Big weekend for Coach Rosie's tennis team, heading down, sending a couple members to the ITA Cup. And, of course, we're also looking forward to not only cross-country coming up this weekend, but a whole lot more golf taking place right now. They're currently 10th in their tournament. So a lot going on, and continue to chop wood as we all have basketball season less than a month away now, too.
That's hard to believe right now. But it just seems like basketball rolls around pretty quick, and always a successful season, and I think looking ahead for some good things there, and we'll talk about that as we get a little bit closer to the season starting there. But you talk about Mark Rosewell and his tennis teams. They were down in Edmond, Oklahoma as well with that ITA Central Regional Tournament. And on the doubles side, you had an unusual matchup in the semifinals where you had two Northwest teams going against each other to advance on to the finals. And, of course, Mason Meyer and Giannis Gerardus also, they were able to advance on to the national meet after invitational after that. But talking to Mark prior to that semifinal round, he said, it's good and bad. He says, we're guaranteed we're getting somebody into the finals, but on the van ride back, you're going to have one doubles team that's pretty happy and one doubles team that's not so happy in the same van. So there's a little bit of mixed emotions coming back out of Edmund out of that match.
Yeah, good problem to have overall, knowing that going in that you're going to be sending someone on to the regional championships there, and good to see the Bearcats able to send someone off to the ITA Cup, the fourth year in a row sending a team off to Rome, Georgia. So that's exciting coming up October 12th through the 15th. But that's a little bit of give and take for a coach, kind of trying to decide between which kid he prefers there. But seeing at least one pairing move on, that's a pretty special group. And, of course, Coach Rosewell does a lot of great things. So you know that for the ITA Cup coming up in October, that's great, but even bigger things ahead coming this spring.
Oh, no doubt about that. And in football, as you mentioned, a tough trip to Edmond, Oklahoma. Just kind of is really a case where I think injuries took its toll on that one. You look at the offensive line, you ended up with three starting offensive linemen not playing in for the majority of that game. Two of them already out to start with, and then a third went down midway through the game, and running back and receiver out as well. So just kind of a tough thing going in, a little bit shorthanded against a UCO team whose strength was on their defensive line.
Strength on the defensive line. They played really well defensively. Again, that's, anytime you go down to Edmond, they play everybody tough down there. So, but you know what? That's kind of the MIAA, knowing week in, week out, you're getting everybody's best shot. When you're Northwest Missouri State, that's extremely true. So, Bearcats come out on the short end there, but a chance to overcome that adversity, come back home. You've got a rivalry game, Missouri Western coming to town. And, of course, that's one that everybody gets up a little bit before. You know, the fans are going to be coming out full force for that one, too. So that helps that quicker turnaround, too, knowing, all right, we've got this squad that we really want to beat coming up. So hopefully the Bearcats turn the page and move on and put their best foot forward this weekend.
And Missouri Western coming off a tough game in that overtime matchup with Washburn.
Yeah, and that was another great MIAA battle there, to where both teams kind of had to battle back. Western was able to force overtime, but in the end, just too many playmakers there for Washburn. So both teams coming in off of a tough loss. It'll be interesting to see how everybody responds. And, you know, this is kind of one of those that you love to see the Bearcats use this as a stepping stone to really push off and kind of put themselves forward of, all right, let's get some momentum back, get back on the right track, while at the same time, kind of pushing Missouri Western down and kind of effectively ending their season and cutting off any playoff hopes with a win over the Griffins. So this could be a big game for Northwest.
And you look at volleyball, they've got a big week coming up.
They do 100%. Number 6, Nebraska Kearney on the road coming up Friday, then at Fort Hays State Saturday. Nebraska Kearney, the Bearcats, 4-22 all time against UNK. One of those wins came just last year at Kearney, the only time the Bearcats have ever won there. So always a really tough place to play. But again, Coach Worth's team is rolling. They have won
15 of the last 16 sets that they played in. So looking forward to that matchup. That should be another great one. They've already knocked off number 2 Washburn this year. Chance for another top 10 W.
Well, we've got a big show coming up here today at Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. And we'll start things off with football as Trevon Alexander, wide receiver for the Bearcats, will be joining us. We'll talk with Trevon right after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. And as we talk football on our first segment here, we're joined by wide receiver Trevon Alexander from Richmond, Missouri, a junior in the program for the Bearcats. And coming not quite directly from Richmond, Trevon, making a transfer from Northern Iowa here to Northwest Missouri State.
Thank you for having me, John. It's a pleasure.
Good to have you on the show here today. And first of all, let's just kind of talk a little bit about coming to Northwest from UNI at UNI, playing as a defensive back and making the change over to wide receiver here at Northwest. And first of all, were some of the main things that, that you looked at Northwest and said this is where you want to be?
So I actually grew up about 2 hours from here, 40 minutes east of Kansas City. And Northern Iowa was actually the first offer that I had and the only offer that I had, and that was just to be an athlete. So I went there and took advantage of the opportunity. Ended up being on offense at first. I was a running back. I played receiver all my high school career and then played a little running back my senior year, but played running back at Northern Iowa, redshirted, and when it came to my second year, which was my redshirt freshman year, I got the opportunity to, you know, get on the field as soon as I could, and that was at a nickel and then kind of a star safety deal in different defensive packages. So, you know, as a young guy, I wanted to get on the field. I took that opportunity. No matter if I like defense or not, I did it. So,
well, I presume wide receiver is your preferred spot there.
Yes, but, you know, when you can get on the field in front of, you know, 60-plus thousand people, I don't think you care where you're going to be at. So that's what I did. I do not regret that opportunity at all. It was a blessing, and sadly, it ended with me getting hurt. I tore my ACL. I wasn't really in the best place at that point. At that point, I just wanted to be happy. So that was me getting healthy. And it was a lot of talking to my family, my friends, on what I really wanted to do. And that was to be on the offensive side of the ball, no matter if that was to drop down to D2 or try and take a spot there. The coaches were not wanting me to switch over to offense at Northern Iowa, so I took the opportunity to enter the transfer portal, and that was about a month prior to fall camp of 2020, and this was during COVID, so a lot of stuff was going on at this point.
Yeah, you had a lot of things to consider at that particular point, and unfortunately that 2020 season wiped out due to COVID, but I guess if there would be a blessing in that, it gave you a little bit more time to rehab from your injury.
Yep, and it really did. That I did not have to medical redshirt. I still have my medical redshirt. God forbid something happens. I still have it. So I got lucky there. I got to rehab back home. So when I was in the transfer portal, it wasn't even 2 days I was in the portal. I committed to Northwest. Joel Osborne gave me the opportunity. I thank him for that to this day. He believed in me, and he saw the future of Northwest with me in it. And not many people did, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do because, you know, I still had the knee brace on. I couldn't make cuts as well as I could. It's been 2 years since I played receiver at that point. And I'm very thankful that Northwest took an opportunity to take me, and it was more of a risk at anything, you know. But they believed in me, and, like, to this day, I thank them because I'm in the position now where I'm starting, I'm healthy, I'm luckily leading this team in receiving yards. Thank you to my teammates because they're the ones that put me in the position to make plays. So I just think I'm blessed to be in this opportunity considering where I started from, honestly.
Also, I know through the years that Northwest has had some players coming from the Richmond area, Lexington area, where you grew up, that have been very successful in the Bearcat program. Did that play any role at all, too, as far as looking at Northwest Missouri State?
A lot of – when you're in that area – it's either Northwest or UCM. That's the two places. You're either going to UCM or Northwest. And believe it or not, there's a lot of mules down in the Richmond-Lexington area, mainly because it's only 40-45 minutes away. But it's a lot harder to go to Northwest because it's very, very competitive here, and it's not easy to play here. You know, you have a target on your back every single week, and, you know, that's a pleasure of playing here. So, yeah, down in that area, it's a lot of mules and Bearcats, believe it or not.
One thing to talk about before we talk more about your career at Northwest, looking back at some of the stats from Northern Iowa, one game kind of stands out against Iowa State. I think you had 11 tackles in that matchup against the Cyclones. How much fun was it to be in a game like that against a Big 12 team like Iowa State?
Oh, man. You know, being from a town of 6,000 people, and being 19 years old and starting in front of 65,000 people, I was crapping my pants as I was out there. I couldn't hear myself think. For the first time in my life, I couldn't hear my mom cheer for me. I couldn't hear my teammates that were 5 feet away from me making checks. It was just a true blessing, and it was honestly a dream. I could remember every single moment, every single play. I can remember everything like it was yesterday. To this day, it's still on my DVR. I watch it sometimes, just saying, man, I did that. That's pretty cool. But I think it just made me the type of player I am today because I know how it is to play in front of large crowds, and playing in D2, it's just nothing to me. Like, I'm so used to playing in front of, you know, large crowds and hostile environments, which that wasn't a hostile environment. So I think it helped me shape the player that I am today. So yeah, I think that really helped out due to experience wise getting thrown in to that type of environment, which some people do need. You know, it's very humbling, and I'm very thankful for that opportunity.
And then you come to Northwest, and I think as far as Division II environments go, home games at Northwest Missouri State at Bearcat Stadium rank right up there. It's, as far as that, the level here and the tradition they have at for home games here, that it's still something pretty special to play for here.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how loud Bearcat Stadium can get. I think the largest crowd I played at here was last year at Pitt. I think it was 7,000 or 8,000, and that was probably one of the greatest experiences of my life in football. I take that against the Iowa State experience. That was amazing, mainly because it was just all Bearcats. Like, and Bearcat fans are insane, and I love them. They're one of the loudest fans I've ever heard ever. So. I actually really love home games here, and I crave them. I crave home games. I love playing at home because, you know, you got the whole Bearcat Nation behind you against whoever comes into town. I'll take anyone in town as long as we have our Bearcat Nation behind our back.
You go on the road, there are certain environments that are wild as well, Pittsburgh State, some others, but the couple this year that you played in on the road at the Lincoln Northwest fans traveled pretty well, but still you had to really supply your own type of enthusiasm there, I would imagine, and the same, I think, a little bit this past weekend down at Central Oklahoma.
Yeah, believe it or not, Bearcat fans travel very well. Lincoln, we had more fans than them. UCO, we actually had close to the same amount of fans as them, and that's 6 hours away, which is absolutely insane, and I'm thankful for, you know, the type of fans we have here at Northwest, because they will go anywhere to watch the Bearcats play, which really helps us get the energy up on the sideline in the game when we're, you know, having troubles, hearing the fans just yell and cheer us on. So there's not many college programs, especially in D2, that will travel that far to watch their college team play, which is really amazing, and it's an honor to even be on this team and have that type of fan base behind you.
Now, you talked about coming into this week's action, the second on the team in team receptions. I think leading in yardage is with 283 yards in reception so far. Three touchdowns this past week. You had a big game, six receptions and a touchdown, 91 yards against UCO. Just kind of talk about some of the big catches and plays you made this past weekend.
I think that, you know, some of the plays – I was just the right place at the right time, you know, when Mike was rolling out or Braden was dropping back. And the big catch that I had, it was a free play, and Braden took a shot. And thankful for Braden, he believes in me. And, you know, I just went up. At a blink of an eye, I just went up, got it, and then got tackled to the ground. But that was just, you know, I love how my quarterbacks just, they believe in me, and they'll take shots downfield. Even if I don't make the play, right when I don't make it, they go, hey, I'm coming back to you. I got you. I believe in you. You can make that play. So, you know, it was nice. That was kind of a spark on that drive. You know, we scored on that drive. Rob scored a rushing touchdown. So I think big plays like that really sparks our offense. So I'm happy that I was able to contribute to some of the sparks on some drives, making big plays. And that's what this offense is all about, is, you know, carrying each other. If someone needs to make a play, I'm willing to make a play. Someone else makes a play, and we just kind of pick up off each other. That's how it goes.
You talked about that, excuse me, being a free play. I think UCO was offsides on that play. And obviously, I would imagine at that point you guys kind of know that that's coming up. How much fun is it to know you've got a play like this coming up where you might be able to do some things maybe you normally don't know, just because, you know, nothing's going to be harm you if things go south on that play?
Oh, yeah. Every time – like usually, like some plays we practice all week that are like, hey, you're probably going to be open on this play. And when we call it, I'm like, oh, crap. Like, my legs are shaking. Like, I played so many football games, and to this day I get butterflies. Like, oh, crap, this is that play we practiced. I might get it on this play. And on that play, I knew I was getting it because of the corner's alignment. It's how we practiced. It's exactly how we practiced. So I was like, I'm getting this ball. And I was ready for it. I knew I was going to get it. And made a play, and thankful for Braden taking a shot on me. And some of those plays that are kind of drawn up for certain players, because we like to draw up matchups, you know, if this safety has a weakness, this player is good at that, take advantage of that. So I think that's really what that play was about. And there's a lot of other plays for other players that, you know, have different matchups against other DBs. So it's just not just me, it's everyone. We can all make plays.
So when you see a situation like that where there's a jump up, an offsider obviously coming up, does that completely change the play you guys had when you set up there and then you kind of go to this mode then at that particular time?
Yeah, when we get free plays, we like to take shots downfield. You know, the worst thing you could – either way, we're getting that five-yard penalty. So our quarterbacks like to take shots downfield when we get that free play, especially on the receivers when we're one-on-one. So, they're pretty much taught to, like, hey, you got that free play, take advantage of it. It's because it's a win-win, you know. You either get the completion or you get the five-yard penalty. So that's how it goes.
And that touchdown pass you had, too, that's a pretty tough catch there you had to make on that one.
Yeah, I barely saw that ball. Braden Mike beamed it in there. I was like, oh, geez, I did not think you were going to throw it that hard. He was like, I had to get it in there, man. It was a tight window. I was like, yeah, it definitely was. So, yeah, it was a good play by Mike for sure. It was a very good throw. So if it was a little behind me, it would have probably been batted down. It was just perfect. So it was a good job by Mike. So.
Right, and then you look ahead toward this week, a traditional rival in Missouri Western. So what are you looking at this week? Bounce back after a tough loss to get back on the winning track here this week?
Tough pill to swallow. Very, very humbling experience for this whole team. You know, I just feel like this is going to define us. This game is going to define us. This is going to be the best defense we play all year. Their DBs are really physical. They're really athletic. Their D-line's big. So I think this game right here will define our season, because we're facing adversity and we have injuries. We have guys stepping up, young guys stepping up. So this game, I'd look out for, you know, who's going to step up and lead. This game is definitely going to define us as who we are and the type of characters we have on this team. And I'm really excited because I know someone's going to come out on top leadership-wise on this team, and I'm really excited to see who steps up.
You know, one of the things in listening to you talk and listening to your teammates talk as well is the fact that you guys are selfless out there. You really don't care who gets the credit or who makes the big play, as long as somebody steps up and does it, to where it really seems like that's something that's kind of special with what you guys have.
Yeah, we have a very selfless offense. I have a very specific example. The first game, I had a wide open touchdown pass. I dropped it, and I was so, so upset with myself. Went on the sideline. The whole entire team, I don't even know how many people came up to me. Hey, we got you. We got you. Hey, everyone makes mistakes. We got you. And it just really made me realize how many, you know, close people I have on this team, knowing that they're there for me through the ups and downs, because that means a lot to me, knowing that, you know, if I make a mistake, they don't bat me down. They pick me up. All of them were there for me. So very selfless players on this team. There's not one selfish person that I know on this team. And that's the first time I really experienced this on a sports team, because usually, you know, you want the ball, but no one cares. And everyone just wants to win. That's why I love this team.
Well, as far as Trevon Alexander goes off the field, just tell us a little bit about some things you enjoy there and your studies here for at Northwest.
I am a sports media major here. I love video editing, video productions, like for sports teams. That's actually what I want to do. One of the things I want to do is video productions for a sports team and do editing, like highlight reels, like what Parker Schmitz does, game highlights, feature stories, stuff like that. I really like doing that. That's what I like doing off the field, hanging with my friends and playing video games and stuff like that. But yeah, that's what I'm interested in doing, major-wise and education-wise. So
it means you're spending quite a bit of time in Wells Hall, I would imagine, right?
Every single class is in Wells Hall. I spend all day in Wells Hall. I love doing it, though. All the professors there are so nice, and they all know me. I sit in their offices and just chill, like, Robert Berglund, that's my guy. I love him. Matt Walker, that's my guy. I chill in there and talk to them all the time. And, you know, they don't feel like professors to me. I talk to them like they're my friends. I just go in there. I don't even have them as my teachers this semester. I just go in there and talk to them, just catch up with them. So that's another thing about Northwest, is the professors just reach out to you personally and just want to just chat about life. So that's what I like about them.
All right. Well, Trevon, it's been great having you with us on the show, and we'll look forward to watching you this upcoming Saturday.
Thank you for having me. Go Cats.
All right. That's Trevon Alexander, a junior wide receiver for the Bearcats from Richmond, Missouri. We'll be back to have more on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Lash Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC, with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back at Pizza Ranch here at KXCV, KRNW, KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking now with Northwest Missouri State Soccer's
Mark Gordon, as well as Ossiana Strotman joining us. Appreciate you both coming in and being with us here today. Coming off of a 1-1 week overall. Fort Hays, very good. That was a tough 1-0 one here, but then bouncing back a 4-0 win over Nebraska Kearney. Coach, that had to feel like just a burden lifted there, just the offensive output seeing in that second half, especially against UNK.
Everything looked great, even, you know, in the Hays game, and just couldn't shake the net. One corner kick opportunity, and they took really, really good advantage of that moment and were able to score. And I don't think the score was indicative of the game, but they got out of it with the win on the road, and that's a good win for them. Over 200 minutes without a goal being scored, and then to have the output that we did, the conditions, you know, you don't want to make excuses and things, but the wind was shifting and changing throughout, and I typically think that we play better into the wind. So just had some really good opportunities in the first half, had the wind the second half, but we kept our wits about us and still played the way we want to. We didn't get caught up in what I would call the 12th man, so to speak, with the wind, and just played really good soccer.
Whenever you look at Hayes coming in, they've only allowed 4 goals all season. They've been very good defensively. Northwest has only allowed 5, 1-2 in the MIAA. That's one you expect to be pretty low scoring. Overall, you mentioned having to get that one corner kick. Outside of that, I mean, are you pleased with what you take away? And defensively, what's Northwest doing so well right now?
It's definitely not the coaching. We have some pretty talented players really connecting and just staying really organized in the back, a lot of good communication, some quality goalkeeping, and we talk about the back line, but it's a collective effort, really. I mean, there's just a different commitment to the defensive side of the ball. I mean, we've been pretty sound since I've been here on the defensive side of things, but right now I'm not changing what we're doing in our preparations. You know, we'll add some elements, and depending on who the opponent is, just to give the players feedback. But just overall consistency and commitment from the players on the defensive side of the ball. So nothing special that I've done, I just think the players are really playing well right now.
Altiana, wrapping the weekend up on Sunday, a 4-0 win over Nebraska Kearney. How fun was that, just to kind of go out and just unleash offensively after it? Yeah, you played some really good teams, and there's been that struggle just to be able to go out and just kind of let it all fly.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. It felt like the floodgates almost, in a sense, were open. A bunch of us were talking about it after, and we feel like we've broken past this like threshold almost, because like Coach said, there were those 200 minutes without any scoring from the Hayes game, and then the first half of that Kearney game. So it was really cool to be able to just like be a part of that and unleash that. So
after the flooding on Friday, the floodgates actually opening up offensively. But that is one too that can spark a team. Like, all right, we feel good, we get our confidence back, we're pushing, let's just let it ride. And of course, you've got some big ones coming up at Emporia State, at Washburn, but there's little pieces of that you can take with you on the road, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Coach, whenever you look at this, what were you pleased about? Because a ton of shots on goal, but then they actually started to find the back of the net in that second half. As you're watching, did you kind of tell, we're chipping away and we're going to get these to go at some point?
Yeah, it felt different on Sunday, and I talked to the group at halftime. I said, girls, everything is right now. It's just we just got to go shake the net now. I said, I didn't have too much to give them. Just don't get caught up in the, you know, having the wind. You know, like I said, just we can't just pump the ball forward. We got to find feet. We got to move the ball on the ground, how we want to play. And, let our athletes be athletes, and just fill your roles. When ball's in certain parts of the field, we talk about positional play and just our spacing. There's no player that can outrun the ball. If we can move the ball, doesn't matter how fast or slow we are, if we're taking care and moving the ball, we're going to have success. So, yeah, I mean, the output was good. You know, there was a moment in the game when Atiana, she was probably 35 yards out, and she just has a cannon for her leg, and I was just like, hit it. And it was, I don't know, it was less than a foot, and it was just a screamer. Might have been fortunate it didn't go in, because I may have torn the net. So, no. But Atiana gave us some quality minutes and some opportunities there within the match. So, the output's good, and we want it to be that spark to know that what we're doing. You know, sometimes you start to question what you're doing. I do as a coach. You know, you got to look in the mirror. Okay, what pieces am I missing for my players to put these opportunities away? And we just go back to the basics. I think that's the piece everybody looks at.
Atiana, and to hear Coach talk and to know that you do have that confidence from the staff of they trust you, your range, what you can bring to the field, how much of a lift is that whenever it's, all right, it's my time to get out there and grab some minutes, that whatever you have to do, they're going to trust your instincts and let you go?
Yeah, it feels really good just to have my coaches tell me, hey, I want this to come out of your minutes. And I went out there and I was like, okay, coach said right before I got on, he's like, I want a big shot from distance. I was like, okay. And so I got in there and I was like, just took the first opportunity that I got. But unfortunately, it didn't go in. Almost, but. Yeah.
But hey, that chance to let it fly, you know they're going to find them. This week, Emporia State. On the road, this will be the first time seeing the Hornets since the regional matchup in Emporia where the season ended last year. Atiana, it's a different team, new faces there. It's a different year for Northwest Missouri State. You're trying to write your own story. But is this one that, looking forward to, is just a little bit of, boy, they got us three times in some tough matchup last year. We owe these guys.
Yeah. Ever since I've been here, this is going on my fourth season, and, yeah, we have yet to win, but we've come so close, and it's one of those things that we don't want to underestimate any team. We don't want to overestimate and come in like, oh yes, we're going to win given Emporia's record or whatever that might look like. So we want to come in just like ready to play the best soccer that we can to get the job done, essentially. So
leave it all on the field. Emporia, yeah, this week, Washburn this week, they're playing really well. We know the MIAA coach is a grind, but this is a week you probably get up for just a little bit of, all right, we're taking it on the road and see what we can do.
Yeah, we got a road show the next couple of weeks. Two really tough opponents this week. Emporia has a recent history. They've had a lot of success over the last 4 or 5 years. Trying to find their way through things. Still super competitive and in the middle of everything. The team is excited for the opportunity, and we want to exercise some demons here, but I always tell them, let's not get caught up in that piece of it. Let's make sure that we're doing the things that we want to as a team, and for us to perform at our highest level, you know. And then Sunday, Washburn, different group. They're having a really good year, changed some things clearly, and that's college athletics. It's amazing what 6 months, 8 months, and you have a whole new group filled with people from the previous team and just a few new faces and just a different attitude, and success can culminate more success. So it's just a great time of year being in the middle of this, and we're really looking forward to the two matches.
Bearcats have a chance to go on the road and pick up a couple W's. We're talking Northwest soccer with head coach Mark Gordon, also junior Atiana Strotman. Atiana from Paso Robles, California. Short drive from Maryville, I'm sure. But what was the recruiting process like? What brought you to Maryville? And what sold you on Northwest?
Well, so my junior year of high school, I had a friend that actually played here, a goalkeeper, Alexis Serna Castillo. She just graduated last year, but so we were playing for the same club team essentially. And Mark saw her at a tournament in Southern California, and happened to see me at the same time. Didn't know we were best friends, and asked her about me. And she's like, oh yeah, coach, that's my best friend. Like, so then he's like, all right, tell her to come out. So I came out and I was like, Northwest Missouri. Oh my goodness. And so I came here and couldn't find any reason to not like any aspect of Maryville, of the school, of the community, of the team, of anything. So
that's awesome. Even the weather.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Make do.
Yeah. I love all the four seasons. We don't get that in California, so.
You got to love the package deal. What's Atiana bring, not only within the matches, within practice, and just to the team day in, day out?
Yeah, it's just I look at Ati and I just think of perseverance. You know, it's been a bumpy road for her, just through some different injuries and things that over a couple of years, and just finally getting her legs under her and seeing her be able to play and get in the match is exciting for me, and knowing that it's going to continue to get there for her and more time. But it's the thing. She's the whole package. I mean, the leadership she brings off the field, her involvement with her teammates outside of just the pitch. She's involved with our study hall. She came to me, Coach, hey, when we do study hall, do you mind if I oversee and kind of be that person? I'm like, absolutely. Like, so her interest is greater than just soccer results. She is in it for her teammates. She loves her teammates, the opportunity to play. She's always upbeat, even in some challenging moments. She always bounces back really quick and just brings a different energy and is just so supportive of what the program is trying to do. She's pretty selfless in those moments when, as athletes and college athletes, there's a selfish piece. You want to contribute in the most minutes that you can in the games, but there's so much more to it that she brings to the table for us, and I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to work with her.
Well, we look at it and we think about the student athlete and what they're doing on the pitch and what, how are they performing as an athlete. But there's so much more to that. Well, full, well-rounded people. Atiana, I know one thing that we kind of discussed right before going on, but the Katie Saves program with Katie Meyer, the former goalkeeper out at Stanford, and that's something that's really close to you.
Yeah, so the connection there actually is that – so. My mom grew up in Southern California. Katie Meyer's family is from that area as well. So my mom and her mom, Gina Meyer, were best friends in college age. And so, you know, the whole bit, they were in each other's weddings, whatever. I personally didn't know Katie. I met her when we were really little, but I didn't know her growing up. We knew of each other due to our families. But I heard of her passing, and I follow Stanford soccer and had been keeping up and whatnot, and she was doing very well. And so, yeah, I had heard that of her passing and was just super confused and whatnot. So my mom, given that her and Mrs. Meyer are very good friends, they were able to kind of talk about the tragedy and kind of what that brought to their family. She was able to go to the services and whatnot. So Gina... and my mom were having a conversation recently, and they've been coming up with this campaign called Katie Save, which is essentially the opportunity for different college athletes to have the opportunity to talk to like an advocate on for each sports team, essentially, so that they could deal with the different stresses that come with college, whether that's disciplinary actions or academic or home personal issues, whatever that could be, to avoid similar tragedies as to Katie's. And so we were given the opportunity to publicize this, our team, essentially, which is us wearing their little, they have little bracelets and stuff and, like, the stick-on tattoos and, like, this banner thing that we got, just to publicize, like, hey, we stand for what you guys stand for. We stand for advocating for our student-athletes and the mental health piece that comes with that. And so we're also the first Division II school to be given this opportunity to that, because it's a bunch of Pac-10, Pac-12 teams. So it's a super awesome opportunity for us to just help raise awareness that it's not just the big-time athletes, which is also very important, but like, you know, the smaller schools, the D2, the NAIA, whatever, all across the board. So
I love that they're putting more of an emphasis on mental health right now, and you are a person outside of just what you do collegially in athletics, but there's a whole lot more to that with the studies and personal life, and so that really is a big thing, and that probably opens the door for some communication and some discussions with your own teammates at the same time, just to make sure, hey, you doing okay? What can we do for you right now? Coach, are you seeing similar things, too, of being able to be an additional resource right now?
Yeah, you know, it's such a big thing nationwide, and it's, you know, an initiative that's been talked about. You know, Stanford's coming off a national championship year, and the year Katie had, and that moment that was the outlet and the tragedy that ensued, and the bravery of the Myers to move forward in remembering their daughter and the safety of student athletes and students just speaks volumes to the people they are. So being asked to participate in this, it was an easy answer, and for us to get on board, and we're excited to have that opportunity. That'll come up later in October when we get back home after our 2 weeks on the road. So, yeah, they're much more than just the athlete. It's the whole people. The athletics are just a little piece of the pie in each of them.
Awesome. Well, that's if folks want to learn more about it, katiesaves.org. There's a lot more you can learn about Katie Meyer as well as the initiative and what's going on. So appreciate you guys doing that. Appreciate you coming and talking with us. And good luck this week going on the road.
Appreciate you. Thanks, Matt.
It's Mark Gordon, Northwest Missouri State head coach, as well as Atiana Stratman, a junior for the soccer team. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch, and time to turn our attention to cross country as we have Wick Cunningham along with Caroline Cunningham and Drew Atkins with us. Drew coming from Kansas City and Staley High School, a freshman, and pressure's on Drew, his first appearance on the radio here, Wick.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of pressure, a lot of people listening today.
Well, you guys are busy preparing for really one of the bigger meets I think you guys go to every year down in Arkansas, the Chili Pepper Festival at Fayetteville. And how much fun is it to go down and compete in this event?
It's really a lot of fun. I remember I was an athlete. You know, it was always my favorite race of the year. You get to see a wide range of schools, a lot of different ability levels, and we literally get to compete against some of the best people in the nation across all divisions.
I imagine that's what makes that particularly fun, is the fact that, you know, that this is one of those nationwide type of events that brings a lot of people from around the country to this.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like I said, wide range of people, wide range of abilities, and it's really just going to – there's always someone to run with. There's always a pack to move up to. There's always somebody pushing you. And we got to get comfortable in the situations where it's like we're a little lost in the mix of the race. You know, you're in 158th place running a PR. You don't even know how far into the race you are and stuff like that. We need to get comfortable with that uncertainty.
And Caroline, being a veteran in the program, how much fun have you had competing in this event?
Yeah, this will be my third time at Chili Pepper, and I'm really excited to go back with the team. It's always so fun. It's just a different experience, especially for a lot of our freshmen. It's a way bigger meet than they'll have ever been to. So, yeah, I'm excited to go push ourselves, see what happens, and put ourselves in the mix with some of the best people.
And as Wick was talking about, again, you're in with so many different competitors. How do you kind of judge yourself as you go along to know that you're at the pace that you're supposed to be at with this?
Yeah, it's tough. It goes out hard. It goes out fast. I think you just have to trust that, you know, whatever you go out and do, you can handle that. And so the goal is to just be competitive and know that time will come with being competitive.
And let's just talk a little bit about Drew here, Drew Atkins, and he's coming in as a freshman in the program. What are some things that you've liked that you've seen out of what he's done so far in this young season?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest attribute he has is just trust in his own abilities, trust in myself, and trust in his teammates. He's there to make the team better first, him better second, and that backseat attitude's what's propelling him forward at the moment, but also lifting everybody else up around him. And that's a not easy to do when you're a freshman, not easy to do when you're a senior, but that's the attitude he's taken.
Andrew, just talk about your impressions of coming in as a freshman and competing with the Bearcats.
Yeah, just coming in with, I think, eight other freshmen. I think it's been really fun. We have a really good bond so far, and that's kind of propelled us throughout the season. Being able to go back to the dorm and hang out with each other or go watch football, it's kind of really bonded us and pushed us. It's brought us together in ways that I can't even explain. When we're doing workouts, we're pushing each other without even saying anything. And I think that's going to speak to our success this season.
And I think that kind of goes along with my next question. When you talk about eight other freshmen in the program with you, does that kind of make it a little bit easier knowing that there's eight other guys going through the same thing at the yard at first time through this program?
Yeah, for sure. Being able to like know someone else is going through the exact same thing as I am, I think it helps a lot. And again, just being together through that has helped us connect a lot more.
What's been the biggest surprise you've seen so far? I know you've only had a couple of meets really to be a part of right now, but just right now, what's the biggest thing, adjustment from high school to college here?
Probably how, like, I guess I thought when I was coming in, everything was just going to be uptight, serious, but we get serious when it's time to race and work out and everything, but, I mean, we're laid back when we're running, we're just relaxed, and I think that's a big difference between high school and here, because I kind of took it too serious and I wasn't having fun with it, and now I think just being together with all these guys and just running my hardest every day, I think it's allowed me to be relaxed and have fun with it.
What were the reasons that you chose Northwest?
Obviously WIC.
Well, that's a great answer with him right back 3 feet away from you here.
He just bought a house, so he's gonna be here for a long time, I think. That was big. Knowing that we had a big class coming in, and just some of the upperclassmen. I mean, you always need like a senior to kind of lead us through a lot of things, and I think Jake Norris and Reese and Trevor and those upperclassmen guys lead us through all these workouts and just life really well. They've taught us, you know, how to handle school, how to do a lot of things. And I think that's what's kind of made me come here.
Yeah, Wick, he mentioned eight freshmen coming in with this, but you do have some very solid upperclassmen that are helping lead the way here. It looks like you've got a pretty good mix right now of what's going on this year, but the future is very bright as well.
Yeah, both the men's and women's side. You know, nine total freshmen on the men's side, five total freshmen on the women's side, and just a good mix of group. You know, we're always going to have people leaving the program, and we'll miss them. But that consistency in recruiting, the consistency in people progressing throughout their careers is just going to be huge for our future.
And, Caroline, I imagine you take that role as being an upperclassman very seriously, too, to help know that once you go that you're leaving a part of yourself behind with what you're trying to impart with some of the younger runners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And it's been really fun to watch the girls come in and you know, I know they really look up to me, but I really look up to them. They're running times and paces that I never could have dreamed of as a freshman, and I like to remind them that they're going to progress and that they're going to get better. So it's just a matter of committing yourself to the program, to the team.
And, Rick, as far as this upcoming weekend, a Friday in Fayetteville with the Chili Pepper Festival, what are some of the big takes you want to come out of this to propel this team on to some of the other meets that are down the line here this year?
Yeah, we're looking for that execution and effort right now. The result is kind of secondary to those things. It's the residue of those things. If we go there and execute our race plan to the best of our abilities, giving that effort at competing, that's going to transfer to the end of the season really well, rather than just trying to go there and look good on social media and PR and whatnot. Like, that's fun and all. I hope everyone does. And you know, it's a fun trip. It's an exciting trip. I don't want to diminish that by any means. But if we go out there and have that execution of the race plan to the best of our abilities, that's what we need to do.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show this week.
And thanks for having
us.
Thank you.
You bet. Been talking cross country with Wick Cunningham, the head coach of the cross country teams, also Caroline Cunningham, and also a freshman in the program, Drew Atkins. We'll be back and more from Pizza Ranch right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. KXCVKRNW.com.
Support for KXCVKRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCVKRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Back at Pizza Ranch here in Maryville for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. The Bearcats 11-3 on the season, 5-1 in the MIAA. We are joined by sophomore Peyton Kirchhoffer as well as head coach Amy Wirth. Appreciate both coming in and chatting with us today. Starting off, Pittsburgh State, you roll through them. Missouri Southern, you roll through them. One at home, one on the road. Feels pretty good. We talked last week. Chance to take off and pick up now 5 in a row. What we talk about on this show, you always find a way to manifest, Coach.
I like it. You bring out the best in us, that's for sure, and we talk about it, and then we go do it. It's so perfect.
I've got a long list of different things that we can talk about, but we'll get to that point. Pittsburgh State, they had won 2 in a row. I think they had swept both Western and Southern going in. Just yesterday, they beat Central Oklahoma, so their team playing at a high level. But you still go in, you get a sweep last Wednesday at home. That's a pretty good win over Pittsburgh State.
I was nervous about that match. I didn't tell our girls that, but I tried to get them to understand, like, they're a good team. Statistically, they were below us in everything, just one, one spot. And that can flip the other way if you're not careful. And so I knew we needed to control our controllables at a pretty high level. And we use the motivation every year, or every week we do a motivational video for our girls at the end of our scout, and the motivation was be extraordinary. And that kind of can sound overwhelming to be extraordinary, but if you take extra and put it in ordinary, you can get extraordinary. And so the play on words was good for our girls to break it down a little bit to make it easier, and we just challenge them to do the extra, you know, to get them to where they need to be extraordinary, and I thought they did a great job.
We hear from every coach and every program and every sport and everywhere around the country, but it's all about trusting the process, take it one at a time. But that's not always an easy thing to do. I mean, you're thinking about what that end goal of where you want to be, but it's this practice today to be ready for that next match. Peyton, when you think about something like that, that can be a little bit overwhelming of trying to break it down and think about how many little steps along the way. As a team leader and as a player on a very high-level Northwest volleyball team, how do you get yourself to kind of break it down to where you do focus on the controllables and just those small steps each week?
I think it's good that each week we do have a meeting where we kind of go over our goals for the week and then our overall goals that we're reaching for in the end. And I think that helps us to take it like step by step, but also still knowing what we're going for, not just relaxing one practice because we know in the end what we want to accomplish.
Did you kind of feel going in against Pittsburgh State that despite record or where they were at in the conference, it was still a dangerous team?
We definitely knew from our scout that they were going to be a good team this year, and I think we mentally were prepared and physically prepared to play them.
Followed that up, you go to Missouri Southern on Saturday, and that's kind of the start of, I think, 5 in a row before a chance to get back home in mid-October. Were you just wanting to be on the road for a very short time? You just kind of came out and stomped Missouri Southern 25-8 in the opening set. That's a good way to set the tone, isn't it?
Yeah, like I felt like we're in a new gym. They have a new setup down there at Missouri Southern with some sport courts, so we needed to get some serve and pass in and understand their gym a little bit better at a higher level, and I thought we performed well the first set to set the tone for sure, like you said. We struggled there in the second set, which changed up some things, trying to do some different lineups, and we were battled and managed to pull it out, so that was good, and then went back to our normal regular lineup in the third and were able to pull it out in three, which I think is always needed when you're on the road.
Whenever you're tinkering a little bit with the lineup, is that to see how things could work as you get deeper into the season and just kind of use that game setting right there?
Yes, you always need layers. You need to show the opponent something different. So you got to tinker around with it just to see how you develop those layers, and it's great to get those experience in the match versus a practice. We like to do it in practice as well, but to actually see how it works in a match, I think, is an important step.
Peyton, they had the opportunity to tinker a little bit for about 2 weeks whenever you're out with injury. Not really what they wanted, but kind of a chance to kind of see a few different things. But you dive back in, I think, your last three matches since you've been back. 14 kills in all of them, kind of pick up right where you left off. It didn't appear that there was a whole lot of rust for you despite a slight couple weeks away from the court.
Yeah, there was definitely a little rust in the first set versus Washburn, but I worked through it. I got to see a different perspective while I was on the sideline and helping my teammates and being a leader on the sideline, so it was a great experience.
It was that conscious effort to stay engaged and be like an additional coach over there?
It was definitely, I was trying to lead, especially like younger outsides who weren't playing also, just like showing them like how to be on the bench, give us good shots, and then if I'm ever back out there, then I can do the same.
Well, Northwest Missouri State took care of Pittsburgh State and Missouri Southern last week, getting set for Kearney and Fort Hays coming up. One of the things that sets Northwest Missouri State, too, apart is tops in the MIAA in hitting percentage and consistently coming out and playing at a high level like that. Those two previous ones, you're well over 300 for your hitting percentage. That's to feel pretty good looking at the box score, knowing you're going to win a whole lot of matches if you play like that.
Yeah, we were over 300 in the whole week, which is great to see. And like Peyton was saying, we do a meeting and we tally up and add up, and we get to see what our hitting percentage was. We get to see our passing percentage. We get to see, you know, what we're doing serving-wise. And so we have some benchmarks that we tally for our girls to see and where we are and what we like to focus on. So from the standpoint of seeing that 300 plus up on the board on the screen, it was really cool to see, and I knew our body of work was a really good week that week.
Getting set now, number 6 Kearney on the road since 2019. They're 45-2 at home. Of course, one of those two was just last year against Northwest Missouri State. Peyton, what's the confidence level like going into a tough place to play, but a place you've won before?
It's definitely, we're feeling pretty good. I know a good portion of our team actually enjoys playing at Kearney just because you're kind of surrounded by the fans and it's a good atmosphere to like thrive in the competition aspect of it. And I think we're just really excited to go back out there and play and hopefully get another win there.
One extreme to the other, a small crowd in Joplin, probably a big crowd coming up this weekend against Nebraska Kearney. That is at Kearney on Friday at 6 o'clock, and then at Fort Hays State at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Coach Worth, Peyton, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Peyton Kirchhoffer, a sophomore for Northwest Volleyball, and head coach Amy Worth joining us. We'll take a break. Back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KRNW, comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in downtown Maryville, and we'll be wrapping the show up here with tennis here real quick, like, as the Northwest tennis teams were coming off of a nice trip down to Edmond, Oklahoma, as they were involved with the ITA regional tournament. And again, we've got a couple of players with us. First of all, Tessa Korganek with us from the Netherlands. And Tessa, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Need to move the mic up. There we go. That'll help out a lot there. And Filippo with us as well. And you guys were active this past week, and Filippo in a pretty big doubles match there in the semifinals. Unfortunately for you, it didn't quite turn out like you would have liked. But what about going up against a couple of your teammates in a semifinals and doubles? How was that for you?
Yeah, it was super weird to go against my teammate. I mean, we had a really tough match, but I'm happy for them that at the end of the day they won the regional tournament in doubles. So I'm happy for them.
And Tessa, just talk about your experience this past weekend and how things went for you.
I mean, the experience was great. Singles I made the second round, and in doubles, me and my doubles partner Vera, who is our number one, we were seated between 5 and 8, and we made our seed, like we made the quarterfinals, and unfortunately we lost against the first seed, but I mean the whole tournament was great, the energy was good, and to see the guys win the doubles title was amazing.
Hey, I think that is something, I think that's 4 straight years that Northwest is going to be representing the ITA down in Rome, Georgia, so it says a lot for this program for you guys.
Oh yeah, and I'm super excited for next spring. The team is really looking good.
Yeah, that's something that this tournament and the fall season really helps to build on for you guys, is to get ready for the spring competition with the team competition there.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it gives some of our players a ranking like before the next season starts, and I mean it's good for our confidence and to be like one team. And, yeah, we're excited to see what we can do next next season.
All right. And again, you guys have an opportunity now to help make sure that Mason and Jan are ready to go for the for here in a couple of weeks down in October on the trip down there. So you guys aren't done just yet, are you?
Oh, yeah. They can really go well in the national tournament. They are really both really good players, and in singles and doubles too. And Jan is a freshman, and he's for now he's doing unbelievable. And also Mason, the other guy, is from Nebraska, and he's nice, and the level they are playing right now is really good.
All right, well, guys, it's been great having you here on the show here real quick, like.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you betcha, you betcha. And don't forget, coming up on Saturday, Bearcat football, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western. It will be a 1:30 kickoff with all the broadcasts beginning at 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day. Thanks to everyone involved with our program, and we'll be back here again next Tuesday for the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.